Many of us have heard about the 1908 blast over Tunguska in Siberia. Some 200 million trees, over 850 square miles, just flattened. Did you ever investigate that, Philip, or look into that?
Absolutely. I mean, Tunguska is mentioned in one chapter in the book. I mean, it's the biggest single blast of its kind ever to take place on Earth. And, I mean, I live several thousand miles from where the blast occurred. I'm in England. But we have a photograph. The nearest city to me, if anyone knows England, is called Leeds in West Yorkshire.
Mm-hmm.
We have a photograph of Leeds on that particular evening in 1908, and it's like daylight. So you could even see the blast from here. That's the kind of thing, well, it's several thousand miles away.
My God, it's huge. Well,
the main investigator was Professor Kulig. Or Kulig, I think, was the next coming. Didn't get there for a few years. What you have to understand about the region we're talking about in Tunguska is it's a swamp infested nowhere. There were no roads. They didn't have a helicopter path in 1908. It took them several years before they finally got there, and they were absolutely stunned. And they still go back, scientists still go back there every year now. And of course, the evidence is still there for all to see.
Well, do you think it was an asteroid? Or something else?
There are a number of theories, and we've covered most of them in the book, but there are those that believe that a UFO that crashed, and not an asteroid or a planetary body or a meteorite. They've never found any material from planetary bodies or astronomical bodies that would explain this. I mean, whatever that was exploded at Tunguska didn't explode on impact. Exploded a certain distance above the Earth, pretty much like an atomic bomb does. You know, an atomic bomb does not explode on impact. And that's where you get the radial path of the trees in the blast area, because the blast came from above, not from ground level. And some of they literally had tribesmen living in that area at the time, almost nomad-like. And they saw this thing coming into the atmosphere. And one of the peculiarities about it is that it changed. It seemed to change course.
Well, see, now that an asteroid would never do.
Exactly, it seemed to change course and then explode. And one of the theories put forward, and it is only a theory, we can't prove it at all, is that it was not of this Earth, and it was artificially made. To put it, I can't put it any better than that. But it's a fascinating story in its own right. I mean, there's never been an impact on it like that in living history. And if you imagine that kind of explosion over one of the cities of the United States today, what the consequences would be.
It would wipe it out, Philip.
Absolutely.
There'd be nothing left.
Absolutely. And, it would be totally devastating. It would
millions of casualties.